That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And that old wheel has rolled around again, and what a comforting thought when it says in that song, and when it does, Dad, our Father in Heaven, will even up the score. And man, do I look forward to that. Well, good morning out there, and good morning to you, John. Are you out there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And do we have any other guests on the line, Jason?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, here we are. What is it? July 20th? And
yep.
And the wheel's still rolling. And like I said, and like the song says, and that's my favorite part of the song, is when Peter says, Dad, we'll even up the score. What do you guys think?
Amen. Yep. Important part of that song.
So what's going on in the world?
A lot.
The telephone number here is 307-745-5913. And we love participation because it gets our minds and thoughts rolling. You know, so. But there is a lot going on in the world. I haven't seen much of the news lately. Is there race riots going on? I hear little bits and pieces.
I'm not sure.
You're not
sure?
I
don't think there's been, you know, isolated incidences, I think, but not nothing that major.
Well, that's good.
Of course, when your president comes out and says that I could have been Trayvon Martin, you know, 35 years ago, so the government's continued to try to incite the race riots.
Oh, yeah.
And now the Department of Justice, Eric Holder's actually going after Zimmerman on on I forget what it is, but anyways.
Kind of like the O.J. trial, huh? They didn't get him on one thing, so then they would go after on a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
Civil suits or whatever.
Right. Civil, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty ridiculous on how much money you look at the government, how much, you know, the Justice Department, which is supposed to be an unbiased organization, you know, how much money, I mean, they spent in the, you know, millions and millions of dollars, I think it was 3.8 is what I heard, on just trying to prosecute that case, you know, and then he gets found innocent, and then they put up blogs and saying, well, if anybody has any ideas on how we can go after him on the civil matters, you know, let us know. I mean, talk about just a rat race. Just what a mess. You know, they ought to be, it's treason is what they are.
Yeah.
It's just a runaway government, you know. And it's, you're talking about the, people look to that system for, and they call it the justice system, and there's nothing just about it.
Right. And it's not only that. I mean, that's all they've done. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, has gone after anybody who goes against Obama's agenda. So, against Arizona on their laws against illegal immigrants, and
and against, you know, the Fast and the Furious when they were the ones that was all government to set up jobs from the beginning,
right? Not mocked.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's
so obvious to see that if you look at it, you know, that there's two systems. I mean, in this, you know, this ain't our system. You know, this is their system. And, you know, Dad did a good job of explaining that on, you know, in the they and us. You know, they speak a different language than we speak. They, you know, have a different system than we do. And, you know, that's what they like.
Yeah,
but talk about confusion. I mean, just, you know, confusion, confusion, confusion. And, you know, it's really something to watch what they're doing. You know, it just even as far as this race, you know, this whole race thing that they're trying to turn this whole deal into, it's pretty obvious if you step back and look at it that they want race riots. I mean, they want things to happen. They want there to be enmity between groups of people,
mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just part of their agenda, because they've done everything they could to turn to create something out of nothing with that whole case right from the beginning.
Right,
the amount of money that they put
in. And he's Hispanic. Can you imagine
exactly.
If he was white?
And that's what was interesting is just this last week. That's when they changed it from him being a white man to a Hispanic man. Well, come on, they can't even tell the difference. You know, but talk about manipulation. I mean, I remember from the beginning they were saying a white man, a white, you know, part of the KKK, a terrorist, you know, had to, created this horrible hate crime. But they were referring to him as a white man. Now they're referring to him as a Hispanic man. You know, it's like, come on, guys, can't you even get that right? Look at the guy.
Right. Well, I heard during the trial, actually, the prosecution, when they knew they weren't winning the case, they tried to enact child abuse on Zimmerman because they wanted him on something, you know, and the judge threw that out. But it's just, talk about grasping at straws. You think maybe that's why God says, stay out of court no matter what. If they want your coat, give them your shirt.
Could be, yeah. Well, telephone number here with Coffee with the Wranglers, 307-745-5913. This should be the last coffee that Richard isn't with us, so he'll be back to, you know, Richard is very good at filling in the gaps, you know. He's a good communicator, good talker. And I kind of miss that because I'm not that good, you know, at filling in the gaps. But I do have the Bible, you know. And Jason, you talked about two systems, you know. And even though man systems, there's several man systems, but there's God system and there's man system. And, you know, there's the flesh, and some of those are aliens, you know, but then there's the spirit, you know, and basically this ministry is built upon Jesus Christ, you know, and upon what he did for us and the system that he set up, the kingdom is the way I like to put it. But if you're not in that kingdom, if you're not like the Apostle Peter there in Acts, I think it's, well, I don't remember what chapter it is, where he says we are to obey God rather than men. If you're not in that system, you know, you're in the wrong system. Because the system you need to be in is the system, the kingdom of God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Kyle, and men. Top of the day to you. And I wonder if you would join me in prayer.
Well, sure.
All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Grant to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord Jesus, for these men who get on the air and stand in the gap. Your air, Lord, purify it. Give them the frequency and deliver us from the evil one and their forces of wickedness in the high places or any other place, Lord Jesus. With the full armor on, I pray and I thank thee, O Lord Jesus. And I thank you men for being there and standing in that gap. This is Jules from Montana, by the way, and I hope you have a great day over there.
Well, thank you, Jules.
Okay. Well, that's all I had to say. I thought I'd open up with prayer this morning. And
good idea.
I got a long day ahead of me, and I'll probably catch the rest of your broadcast on Monday, 7 p.m., the repeat broadcast, because I have to go to work this morning. But anyway, you keep on keeping on with his keeping on, if you would. And thanks again.
Amen.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jules. And I hope everybody out there has started their day off with prayer. And that's always included, the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer. It's how Jesus told us to pray. And what a good prayer it is, because there's so much evil out there. So much evil out there that you better put on the prayer protection that comes with that prayer. And, you know, and pray it on your family. Pastor taught us well on how important it is to pray prayers for your family, your wife, your children, your loved ones. If you're not going to do it, who is? And that's just part of what we were taught, to pray every morning, and along with the full armor of God and along with several other things. But we all have our own different routines, I'm sure. But out of all the routines that go on in the world, that's one that, you know, it's habit form. What you practice, you know, you're taught that if you play any type of sports or any type of anything, it's practice that makes it a habit, you know. And you can either practice things of the flesh, and then that'll be your habits are the things of the flesh. Or you can practice the things of the Spirit, and that'll be your habit, the things of the Spirit. So, anyway, since Jules brought it up, thought I would go that direction a little bit. But the telephone number here is 307-745-5913. It's a glorious day here at the Radio Ranch. It's supposed to be 85. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't hurt to open up with prayer, too, just asking for God's guidance. So why don't we do that? Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly, and Lord, we're grateful for Jules calling in and reminding us. But, Lord, we do ask that you would guide and direct this broadcast today, that the words that we speak to your people would be your words and that they'd be of some benefit to them. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We always have a little bottle of anointing oil here by the microphone here at the Radio Ranch, and learning it from Pastor Peters is we always anoint our heads and pray to God that only our thoughts will line up with His thoughts, and our words will line up with His words. And it was nice, you know, way back when I first moved out here, to be in that little window booth. Just all my only job was to answer the phones and connect them, maybe put on the computer screen who was calling in, and I got to just sit there and witness, you know, Him at work. And And what a privilege and an honor. You know, Jules said he wanted to thank us for being, it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to sit here in this seat and be able to do the Lord's will, you know, after being taught by that man. But we do have another phone call, so let's go to that. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, no, I'm just calling to see where this station is fading in and out here in Katona, New York. I'm trying to get it in. I got a little portable shortwave radio, but where's the station?
Is it 947, or what is it right now? 9480? Is that what
No, but I'm just saying, what town is it in? What state is it in?
Well, I can't answer that.
Lebanon, Tennessee.
Yeah. Lebanon, Tennessee.
Are you in New York?
No. Lebanon, Tennessee.
Hello.
Yeah, we're in. It comes out of Lebanon, Tennessee.
Oh, Lebanon, Tennessee. But are you? Do you have a tower in New York, or is it?
No, just in Lebanon.
It's just in Lebanon, and it goes out through the airwaves from there.
That's amazing, because I'm sitting out here with this tiny portable radio, and you're fading in and out. And I was trying to get you better, and I just wanted to see where you were. I'm going to try on the big set inside, but. I'll be listening to you.
Okay, who is this?
This is John Martin in New York, Katona, New York, actually a little upstate from White Plains, New York.
Well, thanks for joining us, John. Hopefully you'll be able to get us in a little better.
I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to try on the big one. I'm trying to listen, and it's fading in and out, so I said I have to do something. I have to see where they are. If they're local, I'll go to the other set. But you're still Tennessee. I'm going to try on my big set.
You got it, John. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Great listening. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We do sell shortwave radios here. Not trying to make money, just saying that, you know, it's nice to have a shortwave radio that works, and we've got great reports out of the two that we sell. And then we sell a special antenna you can get for them. I think, are they compatible with any shortwave, Jason?
It depends. No, it depends on the shortwave. You got to have the jack for it and the hookup for it.
I see.
They'll work with probably most of them. I don't want to say that they'll work with all of them, because I'm sure there's somebody out there that'd come up with something that it wouldn't work with.
Yeah. I remember when I first got my first shortwave, and I had these copper wires running from the roof of my house, and going from trees here and trees there, trying to get in, because evidently I didn't live in a very good shortwave area. But and it all depended, it would all depend on the sunspots and the time of day, and it was just a big hassle. But it was kind of funny. I remember, the rinky-dink setup I had, drilled a hole through my family room wall, Ran the line out under my roof, and then, like I said, had those wires going from tree to tree, trying to get as good as reception as I could possibly get. I would have liked to have one of these antennas then.
Let's see here. Well, you guys want to join me in a prayer request? I got an email that we probably should just pray
from
right
yesterday?
Now. What's that?
The one you sent?
No.
Oh.
This is for Linda. She's had a bad day yesterday and a worse one today, and you know, when you're not feeling well and the world's falling apart, and it can take its toll on you, and you just got to stand on Christ Jesus. So let's just pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we lift up Linda, and we just ask for your hand to be upon her, Lord. I ask that you would bless her and that you would comfort her, let her know that you're in charge. And we do come against any demonic, satanic spirits that would try to get her to believe a lie, and ask that you would remove them, Lord. Pray for the Holy Spirit to fill that gap. Pray for her family as well, Lord, that they would be comforted, and let them know you're in charge, that by his stripes she is healed. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, and it's no coincidence, you know, that the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, because, I mean, we all need comfort from time to time. You know, it's just, if you just can't forget that. And I, you know, I've heard a lot of people lately, seems like in the last year and a half or so, that it's just there's tough things out there, you know, and there's tough things that happen to your family, and there's just tough things that you just, there's only one place to lean, and like John said, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Well, hi there. My name is Robert, and this is my first time calling. I'm calling you today from Jackson, Michigan. I am listening to you online, but I also have out here in my kitchen, I have my little Grundig Yacht Boy 400 radio, and I can hear you just perfectly on 9480 this morning.
Well, that's great.
I wanted to tell you guys thanks a lot. I sent for the Dragon Slayer. I've been getting the magazines the last few months, and I've been listening to you guys and Pastor Peters over and over now for, probably the last several months. And I'm telling you what, I have the same Bible like you guys preach out of, the New American Standard, and I just love it. And I just got to thank you guys over and over, and the Lord, and whatever else is helping me there to understand the Word of God better and be able to peel the skin right off my eyes, kind of. Not really, but so I can see and read His Word better and understand it more clear than I ever had before.
Amen. That's a good call. When you say, you know, you've been listening for a few months, you know, what were you, have you been a Christian for long, or?
Yes, I accepted the Lord as my Savior back, probably when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I was baptized back here about 10 years ago. But I've been quite backslidden, though, unfortunately. Yeah. And I do need prayer for that, to help me out of that, and just to help me understand His Word better so I can draw closer to the Lord, because, you know, they always say, and it says in the Word, you know, He doesn't leave us, but we always seem to know how to turn our backs on Him, but He sure won't do that to us too often.
Yeah, you never will, but we'll forsake Him, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first name?
Robert.
Well, Robert, it's good to hear from you, and we will offer up a prayer. Jason, you want to pray?
I couldn't hear Robert. I'll pray. What are we praying for?
Robert just wanted to, you know, to just be closer to God, more knowledge, more understanding, just enlightened, and not to backslide.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we lift Robert up to you, and we just ask, Father, for you to do a work in his life and for him to be able to draw closer to you. We pray that you guide him and direct him as he does draw closer to you and comes to you and comes to your throne. We pray that you be with him in his worship time and in his thoughts and his prayers and in his mind, and that you help him to keep a clean mind upon him, and that you keep strengthen him and help keep him from backsliding, Father. We just ask that you station angels about him, a hedge of protection around him, a shield of light that the Antichrist forces that are out there cannot penetrate, and we just lift him up to you, Father, and ask for you to do a mighty work in his life. And we claim it, we stand firm upon it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, Robert, how's it going up there in Michigan?
Great today. We had that cold front finally move in, and it had been in the 90s, and I think heat index values lately have been anywhere from 99 to 105, and today we have sun, a few clouds, and I think we're 73 degrees, and the humidity's down.
Well, that's good.
Tonight we're supposed to go down in the low 50s.
All right. Well, anything else on your mind?
Nope, but I do have my cup of coffee here. I've been drinking along with you guys.
That's good. Well, thanks for joining us. It's great to have new listeners and first-time callers.
Welcome.
There's no sense just being a first-time caller. You might as well be a second, third, and fourth, too. So.
Oh, I probably will.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Day for new calls.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Lord appears to be turning this into somewhat of a prayer meeting, but hey, we let the Holy Spirit lead.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I found out after moving out here is there's a lot of prayer going on out here. more than people realize.
We do have
realize.
Tim joining us now.
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How's everybody?
We're good.
Yeah. Abundantly blessed.
Praise the Lord.
What, you just walk back from Vern's having biscuits and gravy or something, or what's going on?
Yeah, it just had a couple of odds and ends. Just took me a couple minutes.
I was just kidding.
Those long days take their toll on you after you get a little older, huh, brother?
They do. They do. But praise the Lord, we're still able. So,
amen.
You know.
Hey, I do. I guess I got another prayer request, believe it or not. our people out there need prayer. And this one's from Betty in New Mexico. Apparently she sent this in just before the prayer meeting. And with Richard gone, we're not able to get to those as quickly as we'd like to. So I think we should pray for this. This is a friend of hers that apparently is having trouble with blood flow in the legs. And they basically say there's nothing they can do. And they're trying to do some like chelation stuff, and they're just asking that the Lord would intervene and that those blockages would be removed and that this person would be able to walk again. So let's do that. Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we lift up this friend of Betty's, and we ask that you would remove any blockage that may be in that circulatory system, Lord, that you cause that heart to function properly and to that blood to flow to where it needs to flow, Lord, and all the way from the top of the head to the tips of those toes, Lord, let that blood circulate and let that muscles and everything get the nourishment that it needs. We just ask these things in Christ Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. She also sent a praise report. She said she called in several weeks ago, and she'd asked for prayer about the drought conditions there in New Mexico, and since that point, they've received pretty fairly regular rainfall. So, Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you hear the prayers of your people as they cry out. And they don't put on a headdress and dance around and ask for rain. They come to you on their knees, and they say, Heavenly Father, help us. Hear us, your people, as we cry out. Remember grace and mercy in your wrath. Send us rain. And you hear, and we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's definitely Holy Spirit-led this morning.
Well, anything else going on in the news worthy of talking about?
I saw an article the other day. Kind of reminded me of a young fiery pastor, but the headline was, Fiery Pastor Who Infamously Prayed for Obama's Death Is Back. And this time this guy, Pastor Stephen Anderson out of Tempe, Arizona, is drawing intense controversy for saying on a radio interview that homosexuals should be given the death penalty. Seems like we've heard that before.
Yeah.
But don't know if he's a snake or if he's one of us, but kind of interesting to see somebody taking that stand.
Yeah. You never know if they're setting up, you know, a Judas goat or
exactly.
Someone, you know.
Truth's a funny thing, you know. I mean, when it gets out there, they think they can control it, but a lot of times God uses them to awaken, the consciousness or the mind's eye of his people, and they'll move on from there, and they're still motivated, and they get going, you know. So, I mean, a lot of us, myself included, came from something else that wasn't quite right, but as we grew and studied and the Lord awoke us, why we got to where we are. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, telephone number here is 307-745-5913. And if you got something on your mind, give us a call. Well, maybe you can enlighten us on something, because, like I said, I don't pay too close attention to the news anymore. It just, usually it makes me mad if I do watch it, so, you know, why do that? You know, I mean, there's something going on, I want to know what's going on, but at the same time, it's usually, you can not watch it for 6 months and turn it on, and you basically see the same stuff going on that you know, when you turned it off, so.
What's going on? Anybody heard anything about this new Obamacare, them pushing that back another year?
Yeah. Basically, they're pushing back all the mandates that were supposed to be enacted on small business starting in January, another year. But that's all. The reason for that is because the 2014 midterm elections for senators and House of Representatives, they know this whole thing's coming apart, and you know, there's no way it can possibly work. But the one of the other interesting things is people don't realize is that the individual mandates are still in place in January, where you have to have a government-approved health insurance plan. But we'll stick with our
I like my plan.
Heavenly Father's approved
blessed assurance.
Yeah, I got a good plan. I'll stick with it.
Yeah, that's a life assurance plan.
Do you see, Jason, there's a exponential growth in people reloading.
Is there?
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to find some bullets, and everybody keeps buying them.
Apparently, finding supplies are near impossible, too. Of course, you couldn't find ammo for quite a while, but there was an article last week, and I think there was one quite a while ago, but apparently more than just one ammunition supply that usually buys the spent brass from the military. Now the military decided they're going to shred it. I remember it was like a year ago or so there was one location, but apparently there's another one now that they shred it and send the scrap metal to China, which ends up costing them a fair amount of money. Where they used to get a return.
A fair amount of money for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so just more Babylon.
Yeah, I know one of the new the guy well, you met him, John. I don't know if Jason met him or not, my neighbor, you know, that came over that day. Anyway, he was telling me the other day that he started reloading his own bullets and stuff, so that, he must be part of that group they're talking about.
Yeah.
Good
country boy
you.
Will survive.
Yeah.
Christian boy will survive. Let's put it that way.
Did anybody hear anything about, and I didn't see it, but I just kind of heard a blurb somewhere along the line about Tom Matthews apologizing for the white race over the Trayvon Martin thing?
Yeah, I've heard several video clips of people that were apologizing for the white race.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Robbie from Texas. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Robbie?
Oh, great. Not in Texas today, though. I'm over in Iowa. Started spraying corn yesterday. I'll be up here about a month, I think.
Well, that's good.
Hey, got a quick question about this Obamacare thing. I was listening to you guys on the shortwave, coming in real good here. I'm independently employed, and I have no intention of buying the Obamacare insurance. So have you guys heard what class of criminal is that going to make me? Is it going to be like a misdemeanor or maybe a felony so they can come after my guns? Just curious. Thought I'd see what you think about it.
Good,
thanks,
good point. But right now it's going to be a financial fine, and it's minimal, but then it continues to grow. I don't know. But you're right. I could see them turning that into a crime where you're unable to own a gun, too, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't read anything on it. I was just curious. I know you guys sort of keep up with it, so
it'll be like taxes was, you know, when it started out. However, it started out, just you know, they put it out that you know you could do this, you know, and then pretty soon it's just law that you have to pay it, and pretty soon it's just, you know, you don't pay it, and then they can put liens on you, and they can put sanctions on you, and they can take all the stuff out of your bank or whatever. I mean, you know, that's just how they work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be any different.
Well, no, we're just going to have to hit our knees harder.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Robbie.
Good
night. Bye.
Good. He's got a month's worth of work up there in Iowa. No, that's good.
You think about how ludicrous it is that we even consider the name of the stupid thing, Obamacare, you know? And everybody calls it Obamacare. It's not even the Affordable Care Act. It's Obamacare, you know?
What's the real name? Is it the Affordable Care Act or is it Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either until I, you know, every now and then you hear him call it the right thing.
Are you saying Obama doesn't care? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't even like to mention his name.
He cares about Trayvon Martin.
Yeah. That was interesting, too. I got an email yesterday. What about remembering me? And it's easy how we forget because the stinking media doesn't let you know anything that, you know, happens other than if it's beneficial to their left-wing Antichrist cause. But remember here about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, maybe it was a 2-year-old little boy in a stroller with his mother and two black youth came up to rob her, and she didn't have anything because she was just out kind of jogging with her child. They shot that baby right in the face and killed it, and you don't hear nothing about that. You don't hear no outcry of that. And what they did, they ended up catching the two perpetrators, and the jury decided that they wouldn't go after the death penalty for them. But the reality is that they that little 2-year-old baby got the death penalty, and it's just I don't know.
Yeah, that was Austin West. I think he was about 13 months old.
Oh, yeah.
I read it last night on the radio, and, man, you know, heart-wrenching.
It is.
And those stories like that, I mean, that was, you know, one of the youngest children. The story that I was reading on it was the youngest child murdered, one of the youngest children murdered in the United States, you know, by gun violence, and it was, you know, by these two black teens who were trying to rob a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talk about a race crime, a hate crime, you know, and, you know, oh, yeah, it made the headlines for a day. One day.
Well, let's
then you wonder, why don't you know, we're not outraged by that either. I guess it's, you know, a lot of us don't even know about it because you only hear it for a blurb of it. But we as the white race, the Christian race, should be outraged by that too.
Yep, we should.
But
like you say,
people are, but, you know.
Like you say, they're just trying to incite race riot.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey guys, good morning. This is George.
Hi, George.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. I was just calling about this Trayvon case, I guess what you want to call it. But me and Trish sat down that night that they were given the whether he was found guilty or whatever, and before they announced it, I just kind of sat and said a quick prayer and asked that the right answer and the right thing would come out of it. So I think it's kind of crazy how it went, but anyway, It's like you said, John. They got the media behind what they want, and I think it was blown up for some reason. There's no need that it went this far in the media, but and all the different cases that with white people that are shot and killed, and all. I mean, you can go and search them over the internet and find all kinds of different ones that nobody ever finds out about. And they just got the media behind them, and that's how they work their deeds and stuff. But I also heard that, what's that guy's name? Stevie Wonder. Did you hear about what he said, that he wasn't going to be playing in Florida anymore because of some deal that was going on over there until they changed their laws about something. And I was just kind of thinking, I sure hope that he don't decide that he don't want to come to Illinois anymore, because, well, I just hate Stevie Wonder, so. But anyway, I was just figured I'd call and let you guys know that we were listening over here in Illinois. And
thanks, George.
I hope everybody has a good day over there.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, the ultimate goal in this whole thing, and they're starting to show their cards finally, is gun control. That's what they're trying to push. Even though that Zimmerman, you know, is Hispanic and he's been acquitted, they're making a big deal about that. They won't give him his gun back. And now the Justice Department, imagine that, is not only coming after him personally on civil suits, they're saying that we need to federally review the stand your ground laws and you know, anything defense. So that's their ultimate goal, and they couldn't get it done one way, so just like a serpent, they'll try to bite you some other way.
Yeah, they will. You know, you mentioned how the white people, Christian people, aren't outraged about, like, this Austin child. You know, it all goes back to them perverting the word of God, and, you know, they call things sin that aren't sin, such as if you can tell the difference between the color of a person, they almost make you out to be a sinner. But yet, you know, they take normal, obvious sins and they make them all right. And it has these blinded, I guess, means we're talking about Stevie Wonder, might as well, it has these blinded Christians, white Christians, who've been deceived, who've wanted their eyes to be blinded, obviously, you know, according to the Word of God, prophecy. They don't even know what sin is, you know. So they, you know, they'll get sick to their stomach, but like you guys said, they won't get outraged because they'll think they're the ones with the problem, because they've been taught that, you know, if you acted like they act when one of theirs go down, then you're a racist, a sinner, the worst kind of person on the earth, basically. And so it handcuffs so many of our people, and it's our people's fault, but at the same time, it that's just the way it is. You know, they don't know the difference between good and evil.
Yeah, it goes back to judge not. And
It goes back, well, you know, to all that stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
And one thing that we don't realize is how many of these protesters and these rioters are just simply paid money to do what they're doing.
You're right.
You know, back in 1997, I went with the pastor to the Spokane Preparedness Expo up in 97-98, and we went up to this big conference up in Spokane, Washington. And next thing you know is they were bringing in picketers, and they were picketing, and I went out to talk to them, and I said, well, why are you guys here? And they said, well, we're here to picket Pete Peters. And I said, well, why are you picketing him? And they told me, well, because that's what they were paid to do. And I said, well, who paid you? And they said, Jerry paid us, and he paid us cash. And that's why they were there. they were holding the signs, and you, but, you know, to stand back and look at them, you would think, I mean, they look just like the protesters on TV. They were out there.
They just travel around making a living, huh?
Oh, man, hooping and hollering and jumping around and screaming and talking about how they were hurt and talking to the media and, you know, they wanted to stop this racism from coming into their town and all this kind of stuff. And the only reason they were doing it because they were paid. I mean, they were just right. Nothing but a bunch of whores. That's what they were. And,
well, they proved, you know, that the Justice Department bust in people down there into Sanford,
yep.
Florida just to incite
and
the race.
And paid them.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and they spent on protest, I think it was millions of dollars on getting protest down there and for that case. So
yeah, they even fired
where,
the police chief over pressure when he did the investigation. They you know, ruled it as a justifiable homicide, then released the guy. And then the mob, you know, that's where we're getting to, is where it's mob rule. But, you know, let's see, where did we see that before? We love Jesus, crucify him, you know. It changes in a blink of an eye with the peer pressure from the Antichrist.
Yeah, and then you got all these people that sit down in the evening to watch the 6 o'clock or the 11 o'clock news, and they see all, you know, and they don't have a clue. Even though they tell us in their movies, they tell us in all over the place, they tell us that it's all a big game out there. It's all a wag the dog. It's all whatever it is. The people still buy into it, you know, and they think, if they think any different than what they're told to think, they think they're the ones with the problem. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning. It's Chris in Virginia.
Hi, Chris.
Nice to talk to you. You coming in clear over here? This thing's about to die on me, so I'll say what I got to say, and then I'll listen off the air. I wanted to give a witness to the men who were listening and had just come on the ministry. Pastor was talking in a previous hour about doing things the Lord's way, even when it comes to people wronging you. I had a neighbor that wronged me, came on property, stole stuff. I caught him at it, and because I had my rifle with me, they took me to court on it, and I did fire a round in the ground to get his attention. He was running a chainsaw, and I yelled at him, and he couldn't hear me, and he accused me of shooting at him, which I did not do. It was all thrown out of court. I anointed that courthouse years ago, and then I anointed again when my case came in, and I prayed Psalms 109, and then they acquitted me with very shortly of the charge, and pretty soon right after that, then that man started having trouble. He passed out and fell on his own chainsaw and cut himself badly. I continued to pray Psalms 109. He did it again, and then a bear and some coyotes came over and killed all of his stock. So, praise the Lord, he can handle it when we can't.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all I had to say. Good day, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Good day.
Yep.
Yeah, part of the problem is, though, we don't... if you were the father of that... that little 13-month-old baby. You could put him in jail. You could put him anywhere you want, and they ain't gonna be safe. That's all I could say.
Absolutely.
But we lost that as a people. We need to get the fear back in them. That's what we need to do.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well,
it's going to take the work of the Lord.
I think it's just
exactly
what Chris described there. It's
You know, it reminds me of when you hear about, those early stories when they showed those first World War II video footage of, I can't remember if it was World War I or World War II, and they showed it in the movie theaters. And it was nothing graphic,
yeah.
But they brought in and they showed... troops that were in, I think they were in coffins and they were in body bags, and they were bringing them back, and they said that the movie theaters, if you read the accounts of it, the movie theaters emptied out with people puking all over the place, crying, they couldn't deal with it, and it was because they'd never seen that before. I mean, it brought everything home. They had such a love for their countrymen,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we've lost, and I think a lot of it's been lost through television, because they put this stuff, you know, in front of people just on a regulated on an everyday basis. You see the death, you see the destruction, you see the killings, you see the murders, you know, and it has that, you know, drug effect upon people where they need a little more, they need a little more, and they become, you know, a little more zombified. And, you know, something has done it to people to, you know, take that love for their countrymen away from us. And, you know, we don't have that like we should. We need to get back to that point where, you know, we have a love for our Christian brother. We have a love for our countrymen.
Yep.
Yeah, it goes back to what we talked about a few months ago about, like, Ezekiel 9:4, where, you know, where it's God sends an angel down to mark the foreheads of the ones that sigh and groan,
right?
You know,
yeah.
over theirs. You know, I mean, and that you're right, Jason. That's exactly where we need to be. We need to, when we see stuff like that, we need to sigh and groan for what's going on in our land. Let's go back to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I'm Caller. Kevin from Ohio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm trying. We might shut off the rain here in Ohio someday. And I know it could be shared somewhere. I want to just make a comment about this purported threat of riots and everything after this, this whatever they call it down there in St. Pete. That murder. I mean, that's not a murder. It's self-defense. Pardon me. Where's my mouth out? I absolutely am into convincing myself now that there will be no riots from blacks. They're all wussed out. It's all a big boogeyman. There is no homogeneous group there anymore. They're washed out. I mean, yeah. You have black niggers, you have white ones. And it just, there is no threat. I think it's all a boogie, man. You have any comment on that?
I tend to agree with that. I think it is all a boogie, man. It's all fear. It's all fear tactics, you know. I tend to agree with that. I mean, there might be some riot of just normal, some guy freaking out off the deep end, but I think a lot of that stuff is all set up, you know, and it's all to put fear in the people. And like Jason said earlier, there's a goal behind it, you know, because they put the people in fear, and then they tell them how to erase that fear with whether it's confiscation of guns or whatever it happens to be, whatever their goal is, which is there's a lot of things that's in their goal, but I agree with that. It's a fear tactic.
Yeah, and there's just no homogeneous group anymore, but they still act like there is. If you were back in the 60s, and I went through a lot of city burnings and stuff, everybody, if you grew up then, you know, and I'm a non-vet. I mean, you know death, you know destruction if you've been there. And they're just not going to face it today. It's a wussed out society. No matter what color or race is, I think everyone south of the border will have a bigger effect when they want to do something than what they are going quote blacks will do. And my stepdaughter's in St. Petersburg, and it's quiet. I mean, I really think it nothing will ever happen out of this. The controllers will get their control, and there won't be a street thing. That's what I have to say this morning, but I want to tell you, God bless you, and keep on trucking.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, they might show us some scene on TV or the news or radio that isn't even happening there. You know, I mean, it's been done in the past. You know, I mean,
wag the dog.
Yeah, it is
like
wag
said.
The dog. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Pastor Pete used to talk about the unseen third party in most conflicts, and I think it's pretty easy to see that third party is no longer unseen. You can see that it's not the people calling for this, it's the media, the bought and paid for prostitutes that are pushing all these issues to try to distract from the crimes that are so prevalent, the Benghazi, the everything. the NSA spying on its own people, the buildup of arms against American citizens right before the economic collapse. All these things are things we should be thinking about, but instead we're focused on one person. Anything so that we don't look at the real issues.
Yeah, you know, Joe Biden brought that out. I mean, he basically said, I don't know if you know you happened to catch Richard's review of the news when he showed that, but I mean, he said it. You know, it there is an unseen third party, and it, you know, I mean, and it's obvious who it is. It's the Antichrist Jews or the Antichrist anybody. It's anybody who's against Christ. They are the unseen third party, you know, and they've got themselves in all these positions. You know, they are the head of the TVs and the head of the radios, and they, you know, I mean, absolutely it's the unseen third party. But you're right, people focus on, you know, the tree and instead of the forest.
And I'd like to give a second witness to Brother Anderson. I do believe he's doing the best with the light that he has. And you might remember him from 2 or 3 years ago. He was the pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church that refused to submit to the immigration checkpoint and was pulled out of his car and beaten brutally.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the same man. Yeah.
Yes, yes, it is. You have a great day, and enjoy having coffee with you.
Thanks a lot.
Well, on another note, hey, Jason, did you see there in Deer Trail, Colorado, that they're offering a bounty for taking out drones?
Yeah, I was thinking about going down there and signing up. That sounds like fun.
But you know what? I looked into it a little bit. It's basically a money plea. They're going to charge $25 for a license, but you can't use anything but a shotgun. And they point blank asked him, "Well, can you hit one with a shotgun?" Well, no, but you know it'll be a good fun. It'll be a good fundraiser. So you can't use 50 cal or anything.
Those were no drones that flew by the radio ranch the other day, were they, Tim?
No, they weren't.
I'm out fixing a fence, just you know, towards the river pasture, and all of a sudden I kind of feel it before I even hear it, and there comes these. What were those? Some type of bombers?
They were 130s.
130s. They come right over the tree line. I mean, about that, and just high. I mean, I looked to see if I could see the pilots as they flew over me, but it was like the window was, I don't know if they're you can only see out, not in, or what, or it was a sun glare or whatever, but man, they were right there, you know. Just
pretty low.
Oh, yeah. Man, the lowest I've ever seen them.
Really,
I mean, I've
low.
Seen them up on the ridge, you know, but I've never seen them come over the tree line right like they did, you know, one on each side of me.
Were they tankers or what?
Were they what?
Some kind of transport.
What were they?
Some kind of transport, like a C-130 transport or something.
They've been doing a lot of maneuvers up there with those planes lately, especially on the C-130s.
One, he was a wagon back and forth, you know. And,
yep.
Yeah, they were playing around.
But,
wow.
Yeah, you could feel it. I mean, all the way to your toes, the rumble.
Probably couldn't come any lower because we had that hedge of angels, ring of fire, and shield of light around the place.
I think you're right. So it was pretty interesting.
Well, we're down to minute and a half, so I guess we should wrap this up. Anybody got any closing comments?
Why don't you invite people to church, Jason?
Yeah, folks, join us for church. Come to scripturesforamerica.org. Real men don't go to church, but you can come to church through the internet. Go to scripturesforamerica.org. We're going to get started about 10 o'clock Mountain Time Sunday morning with scriptural insight and study, and then we're going to have our song service and a vintage Pastor Peter's message. So join us for that, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, scripturesforamerica.org. You can join us through satellite internet or shortwave. So we do encourage you to join us for that.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for all the participation out there. It was great, you know, and see you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Lord willing.
Rolling,
stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling.
rolling, though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over Snake High. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, Snake High. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, Snake High.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake Hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, Snake High.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their Snake High. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.